This is the famous UK Prevent program, where you have a combination of civil society actors and security services working together to monitor people, but they have several 10,000s of people in this in these programs. So let's assume there is a terrorism background, for which, as I said, apart from that one indication last year that he may have wanted to travel for terrorist purposes, let's assume that is the fact. We have several 10,000 people in this attack. This is in this program. This is not an exact science. It's still under-researched. What does counter-radicalization actually mean and how can it be achieved? Because you're trying to reprogram the ideology of an individual. So obviously, there's always going to be a number of individuals where the program doesn't work or the individual is good enough to pretend that it doesn't work when it actually still, the individual follows violent intentions. So I wouldn't call, you know, a judgment on a massive program of this size on, you know, a couple of failed attacks already. That's the risk that you have when you say we cannot lock these individuals up for the rest of their lives because there's a terrorism threat, which of course is not exactly a hallmark of a free society, if that would be a decision. So that's a risk that every counter-radicalization program has to live with.
What about his background and where he came from? What's known about that?
There have been some rumors that there were camps in Libya where this individual allegedly was trained. I have not found any substantive information yet that he actually went there. This could have been the reason why he was looked at by the security services that for the intention of traveling back to Libya, but there's no indication that individual, after he left Libya, ever returned.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project. The full conversation at WTOP.com, search National Security. J.J. Green, WTOP News.